calendar. You get set army on it, so I kind of think I figured where it came from. Amen. Well, we had more fun Labor Day. Not only did we have fun eating and cracking up, but David bought this game. You throw these sand corn bags in the holes, corn holes. And boy, we had more fun playing that game. And at the end, I finally made a couple. I lost almost every game. But it was fun. It was a challenge. Amen. David Richard mentioned to me, he said, "Dad, did you see it? I tried to find it today and I couldn't." And he said, "Did you see where they're fitting the priest for the new temple?" And I, you know, when you study Exodus 28, why don't you turn to Exodus chapter 25? We'll probably start there. When you study Exodus chapter 28, for the tabernacle, they teach you how the garments of the priest for the tabernacle. And I did run this off, Rod. This is May 27th, 2009. Not too long ago. This was on the internet. Islamic leader claims that Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu, whatever his name, Nehu or Yahoo, is it just like the email Yahoo? Not Nat. Okay. Anyways, that the Prime Minister of Israel, he's preparing to rebuild the Jewish temple. Well, that doesn't surprise me. I've been preaching that. They're going to build the Jewish temple, and they're going to rebuild it because God said they're going to rebuild it, and they're going to rebuild it soon. Because if you study your Bible, you know where we're at. Folks, look up here. We are in the most exciting time that a Christian could live. I mean, I know it was exciting when Jesus was walking this earth. But we're right before he comes back. We're right before the rapture. Amen? The calling up, the snatching out, the taking away. The Bible calls it the mystery. Behold, I show you, verse 51, behold, I show you a mystery. And what that is, it's a snatching up, a taking out, a calling out of God's children. That could happen any moment. It could happen tonight while I'm speaking. It's all right with me. Amen? Your dad just had an open heart surgery, but God's going to give him a brand new heart and everything. Amen? He's supposed to get brand new bodies. Not you, but I'm ready for one. Amen? And, years and years I preached. Of course, Davey and Tammy grew up. Little children hearing their daddy preach, always talked about the third temple. Back in the 70s and 80s, I talked about the one world government. I talked about global economy. I talked about cashless society, and people used to, you know how preacher is. They don't wink at me no, because now it's right on. They're talking about that third temple. You start talking the third temple to me, I get excited. Amen. Because rapture. Has to be built according to the scriptures. And Miss Betty, John, the scriptures, when the scriptures say it, thus saith the Lord, it doesn't matter what anybody, you got a piece of paper you can write on. Got a bulletin there, an old bulletin or something. I'm going to give you a look. I'm just going to give you a, if you're tired, I'm going to try to get done about 5 minutes. Mark, no choir practice. But I want to talk to you about the temples. And just give you a Bible study, but I can give you an outline that you could take and study. Amen? And so, the Prime Minister of the world thinks we're building that third temple. Don't think that they're not going to build it. They're going to build it. And Antichrist, in the name himself as God, at the end of this message, I'll show you about those things, but he's literally going to proclaim himself as God. And so, for him to do that, Eddie, they have. We're going out before he comes in. And so if they're getting ready to build, how close are we to the rapture? 1 Corinthians 6:19 says we're the temple of God. But God now indwells in us. But in the Old Testament, first he started with the tabernacle. He gave that to Moses. You can write Moses, number one. Moses, the tabernacle. just approximately 1500 years B.C. 7. We'll start right there. Look at verse 20. I'm just going to read two verses. But Eddie, if you study those chapter 25 kinds of detail about the tabernacle, okay, and the priest's garments that they wear, and they all have a great significance. There's only one door to heaven. That's Jesus, you know, stuff. And but notice in the Exodus chapter 27 verse 20, and thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee pure oil, olive oil, beaten from the light that cause the lamp to burn always. See, God don't ever want the light to go out. Amen. People get saved. People got saved yesterday. People got saved last night at the jail ministry. God wants our light to shine bright all the time. I know he's referring to the inside the temple there, the tabernacle here, but what it is, we are the temple of God. Now, he wants us to be shining bright. He don't ever want our... In the tabernacle, look at verse 21. In the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the temple, Aaron and his sons shall order from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever unto their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. And so God sets up what we call the tabernacle, because it's not the temple, but it's a place of worship to God. And of course, it was not a permanent dwelling, because Moses wandered for 40 years in the wilderness. So the tabernacle had to be portable. They had to set up the area was like 150 long by 75 feet wide. Different. There was all the things that you said. They were in the tabernacle too, as far as the mercy seat and stuff like that. I'm here with me. And so the brazen altar, all these things are in there. But this was like a portable, because they had to move. You know, they weren't staying stationary. And then, so number one, you had the tabernacle. Are you with me? Number one, you had the tabernacle 1,500 years before, approximately 1,500 years before Christ. Then you had, then you got the first temple, the real temple. Number two, I've got on my 1,000 years before Christ is born, Solomon builds. Look at 1 Kings chapter 6. By the way, I noticed something. Brother, I don't know if you ever did some study, but it seems like those were about 500 years apiece, 500 years apart. You ever notice that? As I study the dates I gave you. From the tabernacle to the tabernacle was around 1500 B.C. Solomon was about 1000 B.C. Are you with me? Seven's God's number. 13 years to build his own house. He was not focused right, was he? And by the way, he's a bad number. God started with Moses, with first temple, Solomon's temple, 1 Kings. I got to quit talking here and turn to the page. 1 Kings, right after Samuel, that's one. And it came to pass in the 480th year of after the children of Israel were come out of. So the first temple, you can write this down. You had the tabernacle, 15 B.C. Then you had the temple, the first temple, Solomon's temple. The walls, but Ezra, chapter with Ezra. Look at the book of Ezra. Book of Ezra is right after the Second Chronicles. You find Second Chronicles, go to the number of grace and find the number. Look at Ezra chapter 1 and verse 3. Who is among you? Remember now, Nehemiah built the walls. Jerusalem is a city of God. Back in their power in 1967, when they controlled Jerusalem in the sixth day in the Mediterranean Sea, the first temple was built by Ezra about 500 years before Christ was born. Okay? Now, then you come to Herod's temple, where the Mount Herod's temple was just a reconstruction or a refurbishing, or what's a good word? A reconstruction, renovation. Destroyed. 6 years was this temple in building. It took us to rebuild this temple for 46 years. You're going to bring it up in 3 days? They started building they roughly around 19 years before Christ was born, 19 B.C., right? And that's what they estimate, that the Solomon's temple, the reconstruction of it was roughly about 20 years before Christ was born. Then Christ, after Christ was born, it was finished, but then Jesus is 30-some years old here. Are you with me? And so Jesus says, destroy this temple, Betty, but he wasn't talking about that building. He was talking about his body. I'm going to die on a cross and raise the third temple of his body. All up in a frizzy. They need to go to anger management, Eddie.
And they said, what do you think you're saying?
That Jesus used to shake them up. He shook them up over Abraham. He shook them up over Moses. He shook them up over the temples. Over in John 8, they said, you're not even 50 years about Abraham. Before Abraham was, took up stones to kill. There was anger. The Bible said he had to go out of there before they hit him. Jesus shook people up because the truth. By the way, we're on the bike right after church. Run the dot all the I's and cross all the T's. So please meet with me for just a minute after church. It says, look at that verse, Eddie, in verse 20 and 20. Destroy the 19. Destroy in 3 days and I'll raise up. He said, 36 years. Most people in 70 AD by the Roman army, General Titus. If you'll look at Matthew chapter 24, look at verse 1 and 2. There's been two temples. There's going to be a third temple. That third temple is going to be built. We're going to see Solomon's temple. How great, the majesty of them, how they were so decorated with gold and ornaments. Are you with me? And Jesus will not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. In other words, he said, this thing's going to be, you're so clean with hands. And by the way, in 70 AD, just about, this is probably around 33 AD, right in 30, and about 30 years after, the general leveled it, and they leveled that temple. That not one stone, it was leveled. Revelation time also, but they're going to build one real soon. Get excited. Get excited about it. I don't know, Ruthie, when Christ is coming. Amen, Billy? A year or two. Buddy, if that goes up, the rapture can happen before it goes up with modern. And look at Luke chapter 21:20. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, of course, I know this has a condition when they are. And so we see that prophecy fulfilled there in 70. We call it the third temple. Jewish people that came back from the nation of Israel after they were scattered over 2,000 years. It was all over, but Israel, because we're the only people to see Israel come back and become a nation. They became a nation in May of 1948. And then the Jewish power and Jewish control until 1967. But since 67, it's been in Jewish hands. They're never going to, will not pass off till Jesus comes back. I don't know how long a generation is, but I know one thing, Bobby. When that generation dies off, Jesus is going to be, before they die off, Jesus is coming back. Hello? Is anybody home? Guess who's living during that generation? You are. Amen? If that don't, you know what? That ought to make every Christian go, yabba-dabba-doo! That'll make me say, hot dog! Woohoo! Ballpark. Man, think about that. I heard people say, oh, I'd like to live back in the days of Jesus. Man, you're living in the days before we go up to see Jesus. Man, these are exciting days. I mean, we ought to be more excited about teaching our kids now and getting them taught now than we've ever been in our life. Because the days are numbered. We know it. We can see it. See, how many of you ever read the book of the back? How many of you ever read the back of the book of Revelation? How many of you ever read a book and you couldn't wait to find out what happened so you read the back of the book? Well, if you read the back of this book called the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, you'll find out what happens. We win. Jesus comes back. Amen? I want you to look with me in the scripture. Look at Ezekiel in the Old Testament. Look at Ezekiel 36. This is so exciting. David got me all fired up over this. I didn't even get to read what he told me about. But there, I know they're getting the furnishings. I know they're getting all the furniture ready. Now they're suiting up the priest. They're suiting up the priest for the temple. You don't suit them up till you're ready to go in. Are you with me? How many are with me? By the way, Brother Ray, when you study, go to Ezekiel, but when you study about the tabernacle, He said all the 25, 26, 27, those three chapters, he talked about how to set the tabernacle up. The next chapter, after you're done with the tabernacle, the things of God, then he said, okay, now let's work on the priest. Here's what I want you to put on the garments of the priest. After the temple is ready, Coolidge. Are you with me? How many? Do you see the way God works? How many? See, God's an orderly God. He does everything in order. Man, I'm glad he's in order. Amen. I'm one of the most disorganized guys in the world, but I like things done right. Amen. God always does things right, and he makes sure they're done right. Look at Ezekiel chapter 36. And look at verse 16 through 24. Let's see if I can find that. They're talking, didn't turn to my... How many got Ezekiel 36, 16? Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land... Brother Kativer, I don't care what people... It gave those the blights that land. There'll be people who try to say, well, we ought not take sides. Did. God said that's theirs. But because they sinned, Brother Mark, they lost. They defiled it by their own way. Their ways was before me as a woman. Therefore I fury upon them for the blood that they had shed on the land, for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. Boy, you think America judged? And I scattered them. He says, Eddie, heathen, the heathen town nations. Jew, you're here. And they were dispersed through the trees, way and according to them. They entered unto the heathen, the holy name. These are the Lord forth out of his hand. But I have had pity for my holy, which the house had profaned among whither they went. Did you ever know that Jew went? They were hated. Did you ever know something? Where they were, they never lost identity. They have a country, they still never lost their identity. Think of that for a while. Why? Because I say unto the house that the Lord God will heal. Amen. I do God. See, you can't understand why Israel survives unless you six of the globe. There might. Why don't those nations that are far superior in number, why doesn't China just go over there and squash them? What happens? They survive. You ought to have a love for Israel. You ought to love our God. If you love God, you ought to love Israel. By the way, they have to be, don't get too high-minded. Because the Savior, us Gentiles, get grafted in, according to Romans chapter 11, amen? Notice what he says in verse 22, therefore I say unto you, the house of the Lord God, I do this for, not for O house of Israel, but for my name, which you have profaned among the heathen. I will sanctify my great, which was profaned in the midst of them. Know that I am the Lord God, when I'll in your eyes, look at verse 20. You from among the heathen, gather you out all, and will bring you back own land. Man, they started going back in the night early. Billy, they interviewed. Why are you? And they said, inside us, heard that God tells them to fly south. It's like said, they have to and reestablish land. I'm gonna tell you, it was mighty in their heart. Millions of Jews all over the stack. See, Hitler's up the back. And Great Britain helped Bradford, somewhere in their ears. The Star of David. The only people to see this. God said, in the end time, I'll bring you back right before I come back. And then in 1967, they took Jerusalem in a six-day war. Six the number of man. And God made man on the sixth day. Don't think God don't work in numbers. Hello? So it's pretty exciting. I won't read to it, but also put a note there on your paper, Ezekiel 39, 25 through 29. It rehearses it again. Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 25 through 29. It rehearses those, basically what I just read to you about their being scattered and coming back. How many believe Israel's back? They are. And they're back to stay forever. They're back to stay. Now, the temple will be rebuilt just before the rapture or during the first 3.5 years of the trib. We know that to be the fact because the Bible says that the Antichrist will proclaim himself God in this temple. Are you with me? Okay, here. Look at this, Eddie. Look up here. There's no temple here right now. Okay? The Bible says Antichrist is going to come into that temple and proclaim himself as God in the temple. So, for him to proclaim himself as God in the temple, what has to be built? The temple. That temple they're talking about is getting ready for the, I call it the tribulation temple. Because that's where it's going to be working during the trip. How many are with me yet? Are you still in the Old Testament? Can you give me about 10 more minutes? Give me 10 more minutes and I'll quit. I got more stuff, but let me just give you a couple scriptures. Look at Daniel. Let's see, you're in Ezekiel. Daniel. I got chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter... let me give you a couple of them. Daniel's... Keep going past Ezekiel. Daniel's right up there, right past Ezekiel. You were in Ezekiel, right? So just turn up one more book. You'll hit Daniel. Look at Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 11. The book of Daniel. Chapter 8. And look at verse 11 and 12. Stay with me in Daniel. I'm going to show you about three scriptures in Daniel. And then I'm going to take you to the New Testament, and then we're going to go home. I'm not. I'm going to go over to meet with the bikers, but you will. Yea, I'm in 8:11 of Daniel. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice. See, they're going to start putting up those daily sacrifices again. Just like they're going to revert back to the Old Testament, Jack. Yeah. Are you with me? And it's going to be taken away by the Antichrist. And the place of the sanctuary was cast down. And the host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of the transgressions. And it cast down the truth to the ground, and he practiced and prospered. That is prophesying how Antichrist, if you look at chapter 9, 27, it'll be more understandable when you look at 9:27. Talking about Antichrist, he shall confirm, are you in 9:27? He shall confirm the covenant with many. The Antichrist is going to make a peace treaty for 1 year. For 1 week, which is in the Old Testament, 1 week represents 7 years. That 1 week represents 7 years. Are you with me? He shall confirm, remember Laban, remember how he worked for his wife for, that said 1 week, but it was 7 years. Sometimes in the Old Testament, 1 week represented 7 years. I'm not changing the scripture. Sometimes they said 1 week because there's 7 days. It represented 7 years sometimes. Sometimes it means 1 week. In this case, it means 7 years. How many are with me yet? He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, what's the middle of seven? 3.5. You ain't kidding. In the middle of that week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. Remember we just read in chapter 8? Antichrist is going to stop it. And then turn to chapter 12, verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up shall be 1,290 days. Now that's 3 years and 7 months. I don't know why that extra month's in there. Yep. There's a reason for it. And right now I don't have the answer for you. So, but I know the last half of the trib. I know during that time after the Armageddon, there's like a 45-day period. I think God's going to add some stuff in there at the end. I'm not sure. It doesn't make no difference. We're going to be in heaven, so don't worry about it. When we come back, we'll be with the Lord, riding white horses. Amen. But 1,290 days. If you divide that by the Israel calendar is only 30 days. So you divide that number by 30 days to a month. So it'd be 360 days in a Jewish calendar. We have 365 days, but God's calendar, When you study the Bible, God's calendar only has 360. Are you with me? 30 days in a month. And it talks about the last 3.5 years. Now, look at, so you can see that Antichrist in the middle of the trib is going to come in and proclaim himself as God. And look at the book of Matthew. It refers to Daniel. Look at Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15. Watch for Israel in the news. Watch for things going on in Israel. You'll be excited. If you find some stuff, let me know. I'd always like to hear about it. That's why David Richard told me, because he knew I'd get excited. They're the apple of God's eye. And what happens there is going to happen to you. It's going to reflect somehow in your life too. Because as they go, so do we. Look at Matthew 24:15. If you got friends that are not saved, they better get saved. You got family that's not saved, they better get saved. 24:15. Hey, I just read to you that paper from the Prime Minister back in May of this year. He said, we're building the third temple. That's not my words. That's his words. But he's just backing up what God's word said. Matthew 24:15. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel. I read to you chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 12. There's also some in chapter 11. I didn't even take you to chapter 11. But all through Daniel, it talks about the Antichrist. And this desolation about him, he's going to go in and proclaim himself as God in that third temple. That's an abomination. And he's going to, look what it says. He's going to stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. I'm going to tell you right now, if someone can understand this during the trib, that guy better flee to the mountains if he hadn't got the mark yet. Once you get the mark of the beast, you're doomed forever. You ought to be like one of them three stooges if he reads this and it dawns on him, uh-oh. Because see, they'll be reading the scripture. Are you with me? Some of those guys might read this and say, oh man, he's in there profaning the... He's the Antichrist. Get out of there, man. Because there'll be people saved during the trib. I'm messing, getting you all excited. Now, we're going out. But there'll be 144,000 preaching the Word of God. I got Lizzie really thinking now. I should have never messed her up. You're going to be up tonight, Eddie. Read the book of Revelation. Let me give you one last scripture and I'll get out of here. Now I got you thinking. Took me 35 minutes, but I got you guys thinking eventually. 2 Thessalonians, last verse. It isn't my last verse, but I'm going to close for that. 2 Thessalonians. Well, I finally hit it. Okay. Let's just read the first five verses. Now we beseech you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm in 2:1. How many have got 2:1 of Thessalonians? Amen. Are gathering together on the... What's that, Jack? That's the rapture. Sure. Soon shaken and mindful neither by another as for again. Don't come in. Don't give up. Don't turn. He's come. Don't throw the flag in. Let no man dis any means. For that scepter come first, and the men be revealed. Perdition. And the Antichrist. Verse 4, who this word coming, and I believe he's alive. Chuck, I believe that right now. He's alive right now. Who knows us and exalts of all that. Now watch God so that he, I'm in 2 Thessalonians, verse 4. 2 Thessalonians, so that he in the temple of that his is going to say, it's going to be the worst time that man has ever known or ever will know in the history of mankind. All I want to tell you is this. They said they're building the third temple. Get ready. Because they're building that third temple. Going up, build the temple. Brother, that just tells me Jesus is really, really close. The trumpet. For the trumpet of God, it's real soon. And they don't have to have it go. It just has to be built.